Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
It's easy to ignore the terrors around you when untouched by the situation. But when you're not looking, it might get you. Luann and I were ecstatic to spend their spring break unwinding by the majestic Babe Lake. Their friend Swan offered up a cabin on site. They had an entire week from snorkeling in crystal clear waters to discovering what hidden gems lay buried beneath the depths of the lake. This was sure to be a vacation that neither would forget. As the girls ventured off their bus, a chill ran through them as they noticed posters scattered everywhere with headlines of missing in blazing red ink. Uncertainty loomed in the air. What could possibly be happening? Swan noticed the expression on their face as he met them with a wave and explained that a handful of people were reported missing in the lake. Nobody was certain what happened to them, though he shrugged it off as tourists who got lost in the woods. Luann and I stood in silence as they read one of the posters, "Be aware of your surroundings when you're at Babe Lake." What was more concerning was that one of the posters was that of Kim Hyun. She had been missing since last week. Luann recognized her as another friend of Swan's. Luann hadn't seen Swan in a long time, but they had been friends for years. He always had a kind smile and mischievous green eyes. He looked a little sad as he helped with their bags and said he'd be in the cabin next door if they needed anything. With anticipation in the air, the friends pulled on their wetsuits and decided to take advantage of what remained of daylight. And off they went towards the lake, hoping for an evening snorkel. They raced out to the shore, giggling with excitement, and dove in. The lake's chill tingled against Luann's skin, a greenish-blue haze filled with waving seagrass, crayfish, and caves. The underwater ecosystem was dark, murky, and yet beautiful. Mai rolled back, pumping a thumbs up, before swimming off deeper into Babe's seaweed forest. Luann swam after her. Creepy shadows crept beyond the seaweed. "Are those fish?" Mai asked, pointing to the cave and swimming toward it. Within the cave's narrow entrance lay two green glints, gems probably. Picking those out as a souvenir would be a score. She swam faster, Luann following, gaze stuck to the green orbs, but bubbles drifted from the cave's entrance. A low, watery gurgle sounded from the dark, and suddenly the green orbs blinked like eyes. Luann froze. Gray fingers jutted from the cave. Chunks of flesh drifted from the arm. The creature snarled with sharp, blood-caked fingernails, reaching to snatch Mai's wrists. Mai stifled a scream as she kicked the creature down. Luann caught its face, hair of seaweed, but the rest human. A sharp jawline, beauty marked by its left eye, and a scar across its lip. It was Kim. Kim Hyun, Swan's missing friend. Mai latched onto Luann's arm, dragging her towards the surface. They raced past the seaweed forest, smacking the plants from their vision. The shadows began to grow, green eyes blinking open among them, and there were more. The water erupted with gross gurgles and rotted bony arms began to reach from the shadows, but the girls kept swimming. Luann met their stares and knew it was them, Kim Hyun and the other missing people. They were all there. Suddenly, a fleshy palm clutched onto Luann's oxygen tank, pulling her downward. She silently screamed. The creature opened its mouth as if to howl, and the rest shoved Luann's aside, dogpiling on top of Mai's failing body. The glinting green eyes glared hungrily towards Luann. Choking back tears, Luann left Mai be dragged away and kicked toward the surface. She reached the shore, clawing her way out of the water, ripping her goggles from her face. She scrambled to her feet, sprinting towards Luann's cabin. Luann shrieked, slamming her fist against the door. Swan swung it open to Luann's terrified face. "They got Mai, the missing people, Swan. They're all in the water." Luann gripped his wrist, dragging him toward the shoreline. The lake was still and dark, too dark to catch a glimpse of what lay beneath. Luann swore she was telling the truth, and then she realized Swan believed her. But he didn't look shocked, only remorseful. You shouldn't have dove so deep, Luann, he sighed. They're the Ma Da, Vietnamese vengeful spirits. They're the ghost of drowned victims. It started with one, but these poor souls died in torment and cannot find peace unless they find another to take their place. I know because I was one. Kim Hyun saved me by sacrificing herself. The dawning realization hit her like a ton of bricks. The only way to save Mai was to switch places with her. Swan walked back to his cabin, leaving Luann at the edge of the water, having to make a terrible decision.
On ZocDoc, finding the doctor that's right for you is seamless. The quality care you need is just a few taps away in the ZocDoc app. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. That's ZocDoc.com/something.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.